Welcome to Marvel Champions Podcast, a podcast about Marvel Champions, the card game. I'm your host, Scott, and with me, as always, my co-host, Ryan.
That is right, and it has been pretty cold lately. We've had a huge winter storm come through our neck of the woods and dump a bunch of snow on us, and it's been really cold.
Yep, I don't think I've left my house in about a week.
I am the same way. I work from home, and unfortunately, I don't get snow days anymore compared to my previous jobs.
Yeah, that's the downside of working from home, is you can still work from home when it snows outside.
I know. That, like, there was a part of me that was like, oh, please let the power go out. But that would be really bad. So. But speaking of cold, I saw a little thing about maybe one of your favorite X-Men coming to town.
That's right. Pyro.
Oh, he's not really an X-Men, though.
No. I mean, in the Fox Marvel universe, he was an X-Men.
Oh, you're right. He was.
But that's not who we're here to talk about today.
We're here to talk
about one of my favorite X-Men. Iceman.
Iceman.
And his friend, Maverick. And Goose.
Oh, going into the Top Gun reference. I was waiting for that.
But it's not that Iceman.
No, this is the Bobby Drake Iceman.
Oh, so is this who you think we were going to get first?
I mean, I didn't know who we were going to get first. But looking at his alter ego and then looking at the spoiler, he is the first on the left, I believe.
He is.
So they might. Out. Yeah. This is exciting. I know a lot of people are excited for Iceman. And they finally came out with an article. I didn't think they were. You said that they were. And I lost a bet.
Yeah, I was right.
Let's talk about it. Let's not have some cold feet on this.
Now, let's just dive right in. Let's break the ice with this one.
Okay. Well, you could say dive in because he is in a pool and his alter ego in a donut.
All right. Do you want to take Bobby Drake or you want to take Iceman?
Okay. I'll take Bobby Drake so you can take Iceman. Bobby Drake, he is a 4 recovery, which is nice. 11 hit points, 6 hand size. Bobby Drake begins the game with 6 frostbite upgrade set aside.
Mm.
So he's got a frostbite upgrade, which we'll talk about it in just a second. But he does have an ability, cool off, after you change to this form, shuffle 1 ice card from your discard pile into your deck for each copy of frostbite in play. So I guess in theory you could get 6 ice cards put back into your deck if you had all 6 of those frostbite upgrades out. Interesting.
Yes. Seems like the best way to play this is trying to get out those frostbites, and then the last thing you do is flip down to try and maximize that response.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And I could see you probably like averaging 1, 2, maybe 3. Could be more, I don't know.
Yeah, I would guess so. And based off that and just looking at some of the spoiler, it's mostly, I think most of his kit is ice cards.
Yeah, this would be nice to get probably his big like events back in. I think most of the ice cards are probably going to be his player kit cards.
Yep, for sure.
All right. Let's take a look at Iceman. Iceman is a 1 thwart, 2 attack, 2 defense hero. Traded with Ice in X-Men. 5 hand size with 11 hit points. I do like the 11 hit points. I think it's just a little bit higher than what we've seen with some of these X-Men characters.
Mm-hmm.
He does have an ability. It's an interrupt freeze. When Iceman makes a basic attack or defense against an enemy, attach a set-aside copy of Frostbite to that enemy.
That's how it works.
I feel like you're going to want to try and defend an attack. Basic defended attack with him as much as you can. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping that his kit has something to help him ready. So you can do that multiple times. Hopefully there's maybe an event that can get him to put more frostbites on there. Because that looks like it's the only way currently that we have seemed to be able to get that onto enemies.
Yeah, yeah. That's the main way, for sure, it's going to be that interrupt. So it'll be interesting with, like, protection, aggression. Protection's got not only the defense aspect of it, but it's got a lot of readies in it, so that could be an option of ready up, do some more freezing.
See, I was thinking that too, because you would, if you defend, in essence, you're taking away your basic attack for the next round, but if you can work in a protection build to defend, ready, then you're able to do both things.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think we should look at the Frostbite, because I think that'll play into the timing of when Frostbite goes on and goes off, because it's an interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're defending, it would go on to the villain when they are attacking you, right?
Correct. It would happen before you actually, like, check the numbers.
Right. So Frostbite is a null cost, it's a dash, upgrade. It has a condition and ice trait. It's permanent. Attached enemy gets -1 scheme and -1 attack. Forced response. After attached enemy activates or leaves play, set this card aside. After attached enemy activates. Okay, so if you do defend, it would interrupt, put it on them, and it would not go away until the next time they activate. Activate's going to be the first trigger of them attacking or scheming, right?
It's a great question.
I was worried about if you defend, it gets put on, and then they resolve the whatever the activation is. So I guess it'd be attack and this with defending.
Well,
and it would go away, but I think it's going to stay out until the next round.
Either way, the attack that is being sent at you when you defend to put that Frostbite on is going to get that -1 attack.
Yes. And the other thing I noticed is that there's no limit on the card. There's no one per enemy or anything, so you can stack these.
Oh, so if you're able to could.
Basic attack in your turn, there's one Frostbite, and we'll say it's the villain right now. You put one Frostbite on the villain when you basic attack, and then you defend, you would put on a second one. Now they're at a -2, which is nice. And then after attached enemy activates. Oh, so it would, after attached enemy activates. So is it at the end of activating, or is it the finishing of the activation that would go away?
Is that after? Yeah, based off what it looks like the card is, it sounds like it's after its entire activation is complete.
Yeah.
Like the action.
I would agree with you. Once I read it again.
Yeah.
After the attached enemy activates.
So, in theory, if the, say, villain attacks you, you interrupt, you throw a Frostbite, they get the -1, but after that attack, it goes away.
It goes away, yeah. But still, that scenario with having two on them would still be valid. Both go away.
Yeah, it's essentially a 3 defense.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
And that's automatic. Like, you don't have to spend anything. That's just, you defend, you attach that bad boy on, and it goes away.
If you've got, you know, you get 6, because it looks like from this card, it's 1 of 6. So you got 6 to play with.
Which I assume is plenty.
Right. Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah.
And then it gets set aside. So it must be some Frostbite deck, which is completely separate and out of play.
Yeah. The question I have would be, is there more than one Frostbite, like, different type, or are they all the same? It does have, like, a Frostbite, like, its own little card set. It says 1 of 6. So I don't know if they're all the same, or if there's some, like, different ones. They have a different abilities. I have no idea.
It's a good question. Now, the card's not unique, so that would lead me to believe they're probably all the same. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I guess it says attach a set aside copy.
Yeah.
So maybe they're all the same. And because there's no, like, draw from the Frostbite deck, right, or something like that. You don't play him face down, it looks like.
And his cards are probably all built as if they were all the same, too.
So, yeah. I mean, it's already pretty powerful on its own. I don't know if you need to to make different versions of it.
All right. Well, that's his frostbite. I guess that's their way of freezing people, which is really cool. I was kind of worried they were just going to make him, like, stun. Like, freezing people would be stunning people.
Yes.
And then you would kind of negate, you know, not a majority of the villains, but with Steady and Stalwart. It would kind of, it wouldn't really work that well.
Well, I was having that same thought, because I was thinking we've kind of had, like, the, this last, not cycle, but the X-Men wave, as we'll say it. We've had, like, the toughness hero, Colossus. We've had the confused hero, Psylocke. And my thought was going to be, if Iceman came out, would they make him the stun hero? And it looks like it might not be, which is good. I'm glad.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, let's take a look at one of his events here. And I think this is one that's really cool. That's Frozen Solid, 3 cost upgrade, condition, and an ice trait. Hero form only, attached to an enemy, max 1 per enemy. Forced interrupt. When attached enemy would activate, discard Frozen Solid instead, then attach a set-aside copy of Frostbite to that enemy. So, like we were just talking with Stalwart and Steady characters, this truly, like, cancels their activation, which is awesome.
Yep. Yep. It's kind of the same type of card as Shadowcat's Confused one and Spider-Man's Webbed Up one.
Yep.
Yep.
I like
and
it.
And I like how it's different. It's not, hey, confuse him. Hey, stun him. It's you throw that frostbite on.
Yeah, like you I said. Like how it plays with his mechanic, his frostbite mechanic. I like that.
Yep.
The art's cool too.
Yeah.
With a juggernaut popsicle.
Yeah. There's a lot of blue in this artwork.
Yes, yes. It's like the common theme.
Yes, yes. Let me ask you one thing real quick.
So it says max 1 per enemy. Do you think there's 2 copies of this, or do you think 2 copies is too strong?
I think Spider-Man has 2, Shadowcat has 2. I would guess this has 2.
One.
She had 2.
No, I'd have to check for sure, but I'm 99% sure she only has 1 copy.
All right.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna look it up. But I'm not going to look it up right now. I'll tell you in a minute. I'll tell you you're wrong in a minute.
Okay, cool.
Well, based off the numbers, this is the one we see is number 6. The next one up is number 8, Ice Wall, which I'm about to talk about. So there might be 2. There's room for 2, it looks like.
All right, why don't you tell us about the next card then?
Okay, Ice Wall. It is a 4 cost, ouch, but it is a support. And it is a force interrupt. When an identity would take any amount of damage from an enemy attack, place that damage here instead. Then, if there is at least 8 damage here, discard this card and attach a set-aside copy of Frostbite to the enemy that just attacked. So it's a 8 damage soaking support.
Yeah, but it's like not just you, which is nice. It's any identity.
It's anybody, yeah. Well, it's
players, so identities are players, so heroes or alter egos.
Yes, so that would be good for, like, Juggernaut, who attacks you in alter ego.
Right. It would not help your allies, but it would help your teammates. Correct. You're playing with.
Correct. Yeah, I don't know how often I will play a 4 cost, but for 8 damage, that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
That's also a pun right there. Solid ice. Ice wall.
But you should be able to get it down a little bit. Hopefully he's got something to resource generate. And then you can team building exercise because he has ice as a trait.
Mm-hmm.
So there's ways to get it a little bit cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah. I think team building exercise would be a really good card with him.
Yeah.
And just to let you know, I was right. Phased and confused. There are 2 of them. Shadowcat.
Okay.
Yes, I won 1.
Finally. Jeez. Oh, don't worry. I'll just edit that out.
Oh, that's right. You'll just edit everything out. You'll change it to be like...
I told you it was 2.
Yes, you'll make it sound like you Or the one that said there was two, and I was the wrong one.
I'll give you the dub.
Classic editing skills.
So I did have a question with this one. So it says, when you would take any amount of damage, you put it there. When there's eight, you discard it. So if there's seven on there, and you're dealt like four damage, that last four would all get soaked up into the wall, right? And you, no damage would still go through.
That is the way I read it, because it first establishes that you have to put all the damage onto it, and then you check if it's more than eight.
Right, right. Which is kind of cool, too, because it potentially is more than eight. You just want to try and make sure you got a little bit of wiggle room before you take that last big hit.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a bunch of chump blocking without the penalties of chump blocking, like right. Overkill and such.
I do like that they kind of fix some of the wording, like when an identity would take any amount of damage and not like would be dealt any amount of damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. They're trying to make sure all the cards match in their rule changes, which is good.
Yep, I like it.
All right, let's talk about some of these attack events.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to take?
I think I'm going to take the Arctic attack. So two cost event, Arctic attack, attack, ice, and superpower traded. So I'm hoping he has a lot of superpowers. So we were just talking about team building exercise. Adept focus would be nice with him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So taking a lot of these down with the ice trait and the superpower. Really, you get set up, you're kind of doing some of these for free, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a hero action attack you can choose. The first option is deal 4 damage to an enemy and attach a set of set copy or frostbite to it. Or you can deal 6 damage to an enemy with frostbite attached. I do like these. I mean, 2 for 4 and 2 for 6, big time. But it's also another way to get frostbites out on the field, which is nice.
Yep, yep. I mean, 6 damage for 2 costs, that's pretty boss.
Yeah, 2 for 6.
I mean, 2 for 4 is pretty even, pretty nice. And you get that frostbite, so that's pretty strong.
No, yeah, his support and things, maybe upgrades, maybe a little bit more expensive, but it's nice to see some kind of middle to low cost events.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So that one's kind of, I wonder if that's like his big damage dealer, because generally there's always like the big damage event that a hero has. There's generally a thwart event, and then there's a variety of different type of events from there.
I'm going to say you're probably right. This is probably his bigger damage dealer.
Yeah, yeah. But he does have a not ranged, what am I thinking of? A area attack. And that is a 3-cost ice blast event. It's also a superpower. And is a choose a player, attach a set-aside copy of Frostbite to the villain and each minion engaged with that player. Deal 3 damage to each enemy with a copy of Frostbite attached.
That's pretty cool.
So not only are you getting those Frostbites out, you are doing some damage. That's nice. And if, say, you have a Frostbite on, say, a minion in front of you, and I choose you to do this on, all your minions, and of course the villain, gets that, and then the minion in front of me would still take damage because it would have a copy of Frostbite on it.
Yep. I like that it plays into everybody that's got a Frostbite, not just the ones that you just put out.
Yeah, yeah, I like that too. For 3 cost, I feel like the damage isn't great, but I think the real benefit is that Frostbite. That's what you're really wanting.
Right, because definitely the villain, it gets another Frostbite out on the villain, and then if you've got a beefier minion, not only are you putting some significant damage to get them down, but leading into the villain fades and activations, they're going to be a little bit nerfed going into their activation, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And nice, same thing, ice and superpower, you should be able to get it down to pretty cheap.
Yeah, agreed. All right, let's talk about some of these upgrades.
All right, he's got a couple of upgrades. Is there one of the 3 that you want to talk about the most?
Oh, there's one I want to talk about the most.
Okay. You want to go first, or you want me to go?
No, you go ahead and pick one, and then let's see if you pick mine.
Okay. So the one I probably want to talk about is the one you're probably want to talk about.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
So I'll talk about the one we probably neither want to talk about. So I'll talk about his two-cost upgrade, Cryokinetic Perception.
Okay. All right. Superpower. Yeah, that wasn't the one.
Yeah. Hero response. After you resolve your freeze ability, exhaust this card, draw one card. If that card is an ice trait, ready Iceman.
Whoo!
So, like, at face value, you think this card is good, but I feel like in a numbers game and ratios, you're probably not going to hit it as often as you think. Because I doubt any of his non-kit cards are ice, and then you probably are going to try and put out a few ice cards. I would say that you probably want to hit this when the deck is lower. You played a couple rounds, maybe flipped down a turn to shuffle some of those ice cards back in. But I don't think it's like an automatic. That's my two cents.
I would overall agree with you. I think you're dealing with 15 cards in his kit. I would say majority of them. Best case scenario, all 15 have them. But I know at least one of them does not. That it's one of the other upgrades. Spoiler alert. But you've got all the other aspect cards and stuff, so you're probably looking at 50% at best, depending on where the deck is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, the potential of having him ready, I really like, because that's just more Frostbites that you get to throw out.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you get the one card draw regardless, which I like. I guess the red thing is just like...
It's a bonus.
Icing on the cake.
Oh, gosh. Yes, correct. I think the main purpose is that card draw and with that potential of red ink. Because if you don't get it, you're just kind of like, oh, man. But when you get it, I bet it's going to be like, yes! Like that feel-good feeling that kind of just makes you excited. What a card should make you feel.
Yeah. My only, like... is you have to exhaust it. So it's like a one shot, which I find a little frustrating.
Yeah.
Because how many times can you really play his freeze ability?
Well, if you are really good at readying, quite a bit.
I know. I guess it could be taken advantage of. Okay. All right. Let me guess on the other one that you don't want to talk about.
I don't want to talk about?
Yes.
Okay. Go for it.
So his next two-cost upgrade is Power Belt.
That's the one I wanted to talk about.
Okay. Dang it. I thought you for sure wanted to talk about the other one.
I mean, I think that one's a cool one, but I wanted to talk about Power Belt because I think it's one of the funniest cards.
Okay. The art?
I do not remember Iceman ever having a Power Belt. Do you?
I don't. But, you know, there's so many different comic lines and stories and ultimates. I don't know.
Just the fact that it's like a close-up of his belt. And he's Iceman. I mean, this artwork of Iceman has gone away from him being like just all ice. He has pants on or like shorts.
That's what I was going to say. The belt's there to keep his ice pants up.
His ice pants. I just think it's just so funny. Just a power belt. Like he's a power lifter. He's got his like weight belt on, so it doesn't hurt his back. I just think it's funny.
Maybe it has like a little air conditioner in it. It makes him stronger.
There you go. Well, it like opens up and some ice cubes come out.
There you go. That's a cool party trick.
That's what he does. That's why they invite him. He cools drinks down. All right. Power Belt. You're right. Two cost. It's an item tactic. Or tech, not tactic. And it gives you 3 health points, which is, that's a lot. That puts him at a 14 health. That's pretty big. Especially since he has, like, Frostbite, which lowers enemies' attack.
Which, in some of the comics, he, like, would do this cool ice armor thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which would soup him up. Maybe that was just, like, a miss on their part. I think an ice armor might have been... You could have been able to do the same thing.
Yes.
But had it a little more, like, relevant, but,
you know. Yeah, I've seen him have, like, the ice armor. It's a little more spiky and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure what's going on with there, but whatever. But it does have another aspect than just giving some hit points. It has a hero resource, exhaust power belt, and generate a wild resource for an ice card.
Well, I think the flavor text answers your question, Ryan. Why don't you read that?
Oh, that's too small for me. Let me get my glasses here. Beast made this high-tech belt to help Iceman better control his powers. Yeah, see, I feel like he's always been good at it. He's been like one of those X-Men that just kind of naturally fit his powers.
Yeah, it had good control.
But I guess it was a comic where he struggled and Beast helped him out.
Yeah.
Because he's, Iceman's one of the original five.
He's an OG, yeah.
He was a snowman back then, now he's more of an Iceman, but yeah. I guess it's very typical for heroes to have some type of resource generation. So this card's not surprising. It is kind of nice that it's limited to ice cards, because I feel like when it's just like a generic, hey, here's a wild resource, it gets a little too easy.
Too powerful.
Yeah, yeah. So having this restricted to ice cards is nice, because you want to play the ice cards, so it's going to be very helpful, but it's not going to be overly powerful, though it does give you some hit points.
Right. I agree with you. And like we already kind of talked about, it's nice. It should make some of his events a little cheaper, so you should have ways to get a lot of good discounts for the cards that you're wanting to play when you get them.
Yep, for sure.
All right, well, I guess I'll talk about the last card.
This is one
I was really interested to see what they would do, because it's one of the aspects of Iceman that I didn't know how they would translate it to the game, because I think it's like a staple for him. I always think about the comics and some of the older cartoons. And do you remember that Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends?
Mm-hmm. The old Iceman. One where it had, like, Starfire?
Yeah, so Iceman was one of his amazing friends, and he would always yep. slide around on his big ice slide, which I always thought was cool. And that's what this card is. Two-cost upgrade, ice slide. It's ice and superpower. Mm-hmm. Iceman gets plus one thwart, plus one attack, plus one defense, and gains the aerial trait.
Dang.
You didn't think you were going to have an ice angel, did you?
No. No, I did not.
It does have a forced response. After you change to Alter Ego form, shuffle this card into your deck.
There's the caveat.
Yeah, well, I guess if you're not ice anymore, can't really ice slide. So I get that, but at least it shuffles in your deck. It's not like a Hulk where it discards. So you should be able to see it again pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. I do like that it shuffles into the deck. I think that's really nice. I do think it's very powerful with a plus one to all your basic stats, and throws that aerial trait at you.
Yeah.
That seems maybe a little too powerful.
What makes him a 2-3-3? So that's pretty good.
2-3-3 is pretty solid.
I think that's a good solid stat line.
I think this is me fixing Marvel Champions one card at a time. Okay. I think I would prefer it probably not have the defense. I think you could take the defense off, and I'd be more okay with it.
Okay.
Because you're getting a defense with the Frostbite.
That's true. Yeah.
But it makes sense to have it too, because, you know, you're sliding on ice, they can't catch you. You're gaining an advantage of your speed, your attack, so on and so forth.
I'm curious to see how the aerial, it's like, how much will you try and focus in on the aerial? Because we didn't see any cards that did anything with aerial with his kit. He might have a few other cards. So it feels almost like an early game aerial.
Yeah, it kind of does. There are so many aerial cards now with the release of Angel. So maybe there's some potential uses out of it. But yeah, the fact that it just goes away, it's hard to, like, base a aerial deck around him.
All right, Ryan. With the Iceman cards that we've seen, what are your thoughts? What do you think he's going to be good at? What do you think he may struggle with?
It sounds we didn't see a Thwart card, so I think Thwart might be a potential weakness. He does, his Frostbite does show that negative Thwart or a scheme, so that might be how they look at his thwarting capability. It's just minusing, but I'm surely he has a Thwart card.
Yeah, but that doesn't help with like side schemes.
Yes, and I think that's where I'm wondering it might be his weakness is thwarting.
Seeing it worries me because putting all these Frostbites out, it wants you to kind of have minions. And I worry that his thwart of whatever kind it is going to have to do with like enemies that are defeated with a Frostbite or something.
Oh, almost like a spider tracer.
Yeah.
Or like a Valkyrie with the
Flight of the Valkyrie. Yeah, like when an enemy thing with Frostbite is defeated, remove X thwart from a scheme or something.
Yeah, I could see them doing that. I hope not. I hope it's more like kind of like one of these attacks is, you know, remove 3 threat from a scheme and deal out a Frostbite or something like that. I don't know.
Or make it like pretty low, like remove 2 threat from a scheme and then remove 1 additional for each Frostbite that's out there.
Oh, okay. Something I like that. That
maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. That could be a possibility.
Yeah, but I have the same kind of fear. He seems a very good attack and kind of slowing people down, but I worry about the scheme kind of running away from you.
Yeah, yeah. I think attack, he's looks like he's fine on. Defense, he looks like he's fine on. It looks like he'll be able to do card draw. He'll be able to get his stat boost. He'll be able to have resource generation. He's checking a lot of boxes, but that Thwart one's kind of a mystery right now. With that one Thwart, that's the fear.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. Now, everything we've seen, I'm like really excited for Iceman.
Oh, yeah. I think he has the potential to be a fun character to play with all those Frostbites.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun to kind of figure out how to be like, oh, check this out. You know, Frostbite here, Frostbite there. You know, some fun turns.
Yeah, yeah. And I will say with some of the cards he's coming with, aspect cards, I think it's opening up some potential, I wouldn't say like deck types, but new card interactions that could work with other heroes too, like a Cyclops.
Yeah, I had that same thought. He has a lot of like upgrade attachments, but not your stereotypical upgrades on yourself. It's more like minion enemy upgrade attachments.
Yep.
Which is going to be a cool little thing. And like you said, these cards we're about to talk about with the aggression, he comes with the aggression deck. It seems like they would really help out a Cyclops build.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, let's talk about him. They show off 6 aggression cards. One of them's a reprint, Looking for Trouble, which it has a Cyclops. Is that Emma Frost on that?
Yeah, so I love this card art. That run of X-Men are some of the like best costumes.
Yeah, that Cyclops with the crazy X mass is pretty intimidating.
And the Magneto and his white suit like that with the black helmet.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Yeah, yeah.
But yes, you're right. It's Emma Frost, Magic, and Magneto.
Okay. Like, so that's a reprint. So there's 5 new ones. I don't know if we need to cover them all, but the ones I'm interested in, there's 2 specific ones that really intrigue me. The first one is Keep Up the Pressure, which is a player side scheme. It's a 0 cost and 2 thwart per player. It's a victory 0, as most are. But it says, when defeated, each player may search their deck and discard pile for an attack event and add it to their hand. Now, if it just ended there, I'd say that's not really worth it. But then it has the second part. Until the end of the phase, each attack event deals 1 additional damage. So
that's
pretty nice. I mean, you definitely, if you're going to use this needs to be the first thing you do on your turn. Yeah. Get rid of that, and then boom. Just go crazy with events and do as much extra damage as possible.
This makes me think of like a Gamora build. a card to put in and figure out how you can make a Gamora deck work with this one.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And it says, let's see, until the end of the phase. Okay. Interesting. And it just gets better with multiplayer, so.
Right. You start that off.
Serious damage.
Four players each turn, yeah. I mean, it's not like crazy, because how many events do you really get to play? But it has the potential to add, you know, 3-4. Or if you've got an attack that's multiple attacks.
I was going to ask that.
Because, I mean, technically, if it's a separate attack, even though it's a single event, it's multiple attacks. I read it that it would gain the additional one for each attack.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if it was going to be kind of like a Miss Marvel boost where you can... what's the one I'm thinking of? What's the most common example?
Well, there's like Melee, but I was thinking like... Melee. Wolverine's got one where he deals two individual attacks, but it's the same card. Like, it's one card, but it says like deal damage and then deal another thing of damage.
Yeah, he also has that one where you can keep attacking, right?
Yeah.
As long as you take health.
Take the health, yeah. And then I was thinking of Dance of Death.
Yes. Black
Widow. So do 2, 3, and then 4.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, because those are all individual attacks.
Yeah, man. 9 damage? That's big time, Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like this one. I think it adds cool planning moments for heroes. The other one I liked was Surprise Move. It is a one-cost event tactic. Hero Interrupt. When you make a basic attack against an enemy with an upgrade attachment or attached, you get +2 attack for this attack. If this attack defeats that enemy, ready your hero. I think the part of this that gets me the most excited is the readying the hero for aggression is pretty great.
Yeah, unfortunately, it goes back to kind of my earlier point, is it seems like it's going to be a little bit minion dependent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which kind of stinks. If you're just in a game that there's not a lot of minions, it kind of can slow a deck like this down.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel you.
But still, +2 attack. Potential for ready is pretty good.
Yeah.
So the one I think was interesting is one of those upgrades that you can attach to an enemy. This one is Suppressing Fire. It's a 0-cost upgrade. You do have, it's a tactic, so this helps out that Cyclops we were talking about. Attached to a minion, max 1 per minion. When you attack and defeat attached minion, deal 2 damage from your hero. So if you want to use this attachment plus that card, you could get a heal plus a ready +2. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, I like this one too. It is that minion dependent, but being able to heal in aggression is also a win.
Yeah.
Another and for 0 one, cost, that's not bad.
Yeah. You just go throw it on there. And that's nice to have those attachments for 0 cost.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take That as a 3-cost event. It's an attack, hero action. Deal 7 damage to an enemy with an upgrade attached. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of damage.
Yeah. It is dependent on that upgrade, but if you're building the deck around that, then you shouldn't be able to have to worry about that too much.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed. You are most likely going to be able to, if you're playing this card, that means you have the ability to throw upgrades on pretty easily.
And if you're playing it with Iceman, you should be able to have a Frostbite out pretty easy.
Yeah, Iceman, Cyclops, I guess. Is Valkyrie, is her glow an upgrade?
I think so. I think it's an
upgrade. I want to say it's an upgrade.
Attached, yeah. Or if you're playing multiplayer and you're not that character, but you're playing this deck, hopefully one of your teammates are able to put an upgrade out.
That's true, yeah.
Plus, we have a lot more tactics, upgrade tactics, that you can throw on minions and things in these X-Men waves that come out.
Deathglow is an upgrade.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, so these would work with Valkyrie, and I bet, I mean, they didn't show it, but I'm hoping that the cards it comes with, the Leadership, Justice, and Protection, also have some form of upgrade benefits.
Well, before I spoiler alert you, Ryan, with that, let's talk about one final aggression card.
Oh.
They did show an ally. Two cost, Shark Girl. Zero thwart, two attack, two health, X-Men traded. She does have a star on her attack. While Shark Girl is attacking an enemy, she gets plus one attack for each upgrade attached to that enemy. So, I do like the potential of making her two even higher. You're probably going to normally have one attachment. Hopefully you can get more than one. But two costs, I could potentially be hitting for four. Let's say you've got Suppressing Fire, it's a zero cost plus a Frostbite. Four damage and then a chump block. That's not bad for two costs.
Yeah, I mean, for two costs, I'd probably play it with an upgrade deck.
All right, Ryan. So to spoil your extra cards, Mr. Iceman is actually going to come with a encounter set.
Oh, you know what?
Yep. They did show if you go to the website, you can see the back of the kit box, and his nemesis is Pyro.
That makes sense.
So, but they do include an encounter set of Sauron.
Sauron.
Sauron! The orange pterodactyl man. Orange,
yes, green, yes.
Geez. Green pterodactyl man.
Yeah, I'm sad that we're seeing him as an encounter set. I was hoping for a Savage Land mini campaign, but...
Yeah. And I like that they're giving us more encounter sets, but I feel like when they're extra encounter sets, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I'm less likely to put them into things. I have to make a really big effort to do it.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that, because the last ones, the armadillo and Zzzz, whatever.
Yeah, Zzzz. Near as much as ones that just come as part of a scenario.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, for sure.
But he looks like he's pretty hefty. I don't know how in-depth you want to go into Sauron.
I think we can let the people read up on it, but I will say that he does look pretty tough. His side scheme, I think, is going to be pretty annoying.
Yeah,
did you read that one?
I did. I do like how they're kind of playing with some of that. Like, when defeated, you go out and you fetch him and make him an encounter card. He doesn't just come out automatically, so his win revealed ability can trigger. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
because then once he does that, then it creates this chain reaction, because then you go grab Life Drain. Yeah, so it's, you're really going to see his cards if you get any of his kit that comes out. Go out and read and take a look at the Sauron cards, but it looks like it's going to be a fun one to, I would say, probably increase the difficulty on a game.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to cause some fun shenanigans. I don't know if fun's the right word, but it's tough, for sure.
Yeah, he's gonna make a game a little tougher, for sure.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. So I'm excited for it. We see four of them. There's six cards, so I wonder if there's some doubles. But yeah, I'm excited to see Sauron in the Champions universe. Oh, you know what? I didn't realize Sauron lives the science game. It's got a crisis on it, so you have to deal with it and have him come out. Ugh,
yeah. He's gonna come out regardless.
It's the worst.
Yeah, you're gonna have to deal with it. Which stinks.
Ugh.
All right, I think the article said he comes out in May, a few months after the Age of Apocalypse box. Should be for a fun spring, early summer.
That means we probably are going to be getting another article with the other hero coming out in May, right?
Yeah, I would say probably third week of February, maybe.
It'll
be next month sometime. Yeah, we usually get the heroes pretty quick, back-to-back.
They do them pretty quick.
Yeah, because you're right.
Let me see. Yeah. It looks like if we're guessing the right one from the silhouettes. It's probably the one we think is Jubilee.
Well, we shall
see. If it goes from left to right.
Right. We'll see. Yeah, because the other one, it was the two middle went first.
So oh, yeah, maybe they switch it up and do the other one.
Yeah, could be. All right, Ryan. Any last thoughts on Iceman?
I'm excited. I think he's going to be a good hero. There's a lot of good things that they showed. Definitely some uniqueness with the Frostbite. I hope that plays well with his cards. And not too dependent on the Frostbites, where if you something have, I don't know. I just hope it just flows well.
Yeah, like if you don't have any out, it just doesn't like stop him from being able to do what he wants to do.
Yeah, yeah, which I'm not sure if it does do that quite, but I mean, with six Frostbites, he's probably good, but
yeah.
Good. Finally, they got Iceman.
Looks like a cool guy.
I knew that was going to happen.
No, I'm really excited about Iceman. He's one of my favorite characters, and I hope that he translates well into a fun character to play in Marvel Champions.
Yep, and I'll probably for sure.
Playing him a whole bunch. Oh, we did actually forget one card of his. We forgot to talk about his Snow Clone.
Oh, you're right. We didn't.
We got so caught up on his upgrade. So we'll end on this. Snow Clone. 2 class to ally. 2 health. 2 attack. It does have a star. Snow Clone takes -1 consequential damage after it attacks an enemy with a Frostbite attached. That's pretty cool.
I guess that's his. Yeah, that's his ally. I don't know if you would call it a signature ally, but very interesting.
Article used plural, so it is possible that he has 2 of these or more, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He could have like 3 of them.
Could be.
At the most 3, because the next card, I think, is one of his upgrades. That's number 4 of his 15. So
well, I think number 3. His belt's number 3. So
his belt is number 3.
If he has
3,
more
yeah,
than
so,
one, he only has 2.
So if he does have 2, yeah, it'd be... Yeah.
But that's still pretty good. It's a little bit better of a black cat. You do have to have those Frostbites, but hopefully you're consistently putting those out. And you can deal some extra damage.
Yeah, yeah. I like how they don't Thor. I think that's cool.
Yeah, they don't Thor, and there's a line on the card that says you cannot have upgrades attached, so you can't make them beefier with upgrades, but you can boost them with different supports and things.
That's exciting. Yeah, I think that's a cool ally. I like the difference. Not difference. What's the right word? It's not the typical signature ally. I like that.
I do find it interesting that obviously they're ice traded, but that they're also Iceman traded.
X-Men.
Because they're not like really a character.
No.
But
yeah.
I'll take it.
I wonder if that was more of a like playing decision probably than a actual trait decision.
Yeah. But hey, it just makes him cheaper with his ice resource generation and team building exercise. So
agreed.
All right. Well, if you think that the Snow Clones are going to be the best card in Iceman's kit, we would love to hear your thoughts about it. You can reach out to us at marvelchampionspod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think about Iceman. Is he going to be that cool guy that we all hope he is? Or will he melt under the heat and pressure of being a hero in Marvel? Let us know. As always, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you later.
Stay frosty.
Oh, that's a good one.